AP News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Lawmakers from both parties are questioning four constitutional scholars as they argue for and against impeachment before the House Judiciary Committee.
At the panel's first impeachment hearing, Harvard professor Noah Feldman says the founding fathers worried about a president trying to abuse his office to stay in power.
That's in fact why they thought they needed impeachment.
And says under what's been shown so far, the founders would have expected the House to impeach the president. Feldman was one of three experts Democrats called to boost their case for removing President Trump. But George Washington University's Jonathan Turley, the sole GOP witness, says Democrats don't have a case, partly because they're rushing it.
A paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump, during a meeting with Italy's prime minister at the NATO summit, announced the Judiciary Committee hearing and Democrats.
It's a disgrace that they are doing this. And they're doing it because they think they can't win in 2020. They're doing it because you take a look at their candidates, and their candidates are not doing too well.
Melania Trump on Twitter says one of the scholars who testified, Pamela Carlin of Stanford University, should be ashamed for mocking their son Barron. The First Lady tweeted that a minor child deserves privacy. Carlin had said that while President Trump can name his son Barron, he can't make him a Barron, trying to make a point that Trump is a president and not a king. The Trump administration is tightening the work requirements for the federal food stamp program. It'll make it harder for states to exempt recipients from getting full-time jobs. Nearly 10 months out of bankruptcy, Sears stores are said to be just limping through this holiday season. Stocks rebounded today. The Dow climbed 147 points with new hopes for a China trade deal. This is AP News. A private Texas group is being told to halt its plans to build a border wall until environmental concerns are addressed.
We Build the Wall, which raised $25 million in donations, has been ordered to stop construction on a border wall on private land near the Rio Grande River. Texas State Judge Kino Vasquez has issued a temporary restraining order telling the group officials and its founder to be in court for a hearing on the 17th of this month. The nonprofit National Butterfly Center, which is near the site, asked for the temporary restraining order. The International Boundary and Water Commission, a joint agency set up by the U.S. and Mexican governments, also asked for more information on their plans. I'm Tim McGuire.
Union leaders from Fiat Chrysler are sending a new four-year contract proposal to a membership vote. The 47,000 United Auto Workers members would see a bonus of $9,000 upon ratification. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.